Last summer, Great Divide Ambulance Service out of Cable notified six towns that it would be ending their contracts to provide emergency services, including for Gordon and Shanna Golden. Since then, the two have been relying on nearby providers to answer 911 calls. Now, Gordon's town chairman, Doug Thorpe, says they've signed a new contract with two neighboring towns to provide service. He says their goal is to be up and running by July 20th.
Everybody is like breathing a sigh of relief and hoping nothing terrible happens in the meantime.
Staffing has been the biggest challenge since the service relies on volunteers. Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill to address barriers for recruiting and retaining volunteers. Health experts have argued people should be paid to respond rather than relying on goodwill alone. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.